You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who has come in order to bring us hope in the midst of our exile. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I want you to do something for me. Close your eyes. And I want you to imagine for a little bit being in something of a alternate reality where you went to bed last night in your bed, in your bedroom, wherever that might be. And I want you to imagine that when you woke up this morning, you were in a strange place. That you were in a place that you didn't quite recognize. Maybe it's another country. Maybe it's just another bedroom. Maybe it's someplace that is very distant from here. Maybe it's someplace that is close, but it's still a little bit strange. And as you imagine what that feels like to wake up in that place, I want you to imagine a little bit further. That while you're in that place, that you suddenly find out that you are no longer a citizen of wherever you woke up. That instead of being a citizen, that you are you know, something of a sojourner. You're something of a traveler, and that as you go out and do your business, that people kind of recognize that about you. That you are something different. I want you to kind of get a sense of what that feels like. And as you continue to think about that, I want you to think about the things that you maybe would miss about your home, about that bed that you went to sleep in last night, that culture that you came from. I want you to consider how that feels to sort of be longing and missing something. Now, if you want to, you can open your eyes. As you were thinking about those things, you maybe got a little bit of the sensation of what it's like to be an exile. So this entire Advent, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about Israel's time of exile in Babylon. Now, what has happened historically for Israel is that that basically two things have happened. First, the northern kingdom of Israel, maybe where your cousins lived, they have been following false gods. They have been doing the wrong things. And because of that, God has sent the Assyrians in, and they have taken the people out of that country, and they have scattered them. Scattered them kind of throughout the area that they're in. And they've gone off into exile themselves. But if you're in Jerusalem, you're in the southern kingdom, and so you've held out a little bit longer. And you've actually withstood the Assyrians coming in. But God has been warning. God has been warning, and he has been telling Judah, the southern kingdom, hey, the same thing could happen to you. But the leaders in your city, if you're thinking about yourself as an exile, the leaders in your city of Jerusalem, the leaders of your country, have said, that's never going to happen to us. God loves us too much for that to happen to us, but we don't need to love him back. And God has said, well, that needs some discipline. And so what he's done is he has allowed the Babylonians to come in and to take the people of Judah into exile. And they've taken quite a few of the people, quite a few of especially the young people, off into exile in Babylon, because that's sort of their foreign policy. that they come in and they take over a place and they take anybody who's worth anything and they say, well, you're no longer going to be associated with this country because that's going to be dangerous. You might rise up and rebel against us. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take you and we're going to take you into someplace completely different. You're going to come to Babylon. And so most of Judah was transported to this country, this city of Babylon, which is sort of the modern-day Iraq, if you're thinking about the geography of where the people went from the basically the nation today of Israel to basically the country of Iraq. And you've gone, and now you're in a completely different country if you're in exile. You're in this place where they don't worship the same way that you do. They don't even worship the same God. They worship the emperor instead of God. They worship the king. And that feels weird and it feels awkward. It feels strange. And God has given you certain promises as you've gone off into exile that maybe the older people in your family tell you about. That there's this kind of idea that this exile is going to end, but it's not going to end soon. In fact, those old people that are telling you about this, they know for a fact that they're not going to see the end of the exile. Because they're going to die. Because the exile is going to last about 70 years. And so for you, that means that maybe you'll be able to see the end of the exile. Maybe you'll be able to return. And that's what your family is hoping for you. What those older people are hoping for you is that you'll be able then to go back to that plot of land in Israel. And that you'll be able to worship Yahweh again in complete freedom. You'll be able to consider yourselves as not a foreign body, but a body that belongs there, a body that has a home there. And so if you sort of start to get your mind wrapped around what it was like to be an exile in Babylon, there are colors and flavors of that maybe start to remind us of what it is to be a Christian today. That our primary citizenship is not our American citizenship. Our primary citizenship is not that we're from Tallahassee or that we're from Florida or that we're from the United States, but rather that our primary citizenship, our primary place of belonging is that we are a part of the kingdom of God, that we're citizens of heaven is the way that Paul puts it. And so we're people that are sort of in exile because we recognize that, well, we're not in heaven. Instead, where we are is a sinful world. A sinful world is sort of the basic way of what we can say about the world that we're living in. But I think as we walk through this life together, we see certain sort of cultural aspects of what it's like to live in this sinful world in 2025 going into 2026. That there's sort of this, well, there's these specifics that we're dealing with, especially here in the very end of November 2025, as we think about what that means being Americans, what that means about being Floridians, what that means about being Tallahasseans, that we have our own specific experience of exile. And because of that, we have our own specific challenges in our exile. And so we read stories about other exiles. We read stories about famous exiles like the prophet Daniel, who goes off into exile into Babylon. And he has all of these stories about what he does when he's in exile in Babylon. stories about being thrown in with lions, stories about being thrown into a fiery furnace, things like that. And thankfully, well, our experience isn't like Daniel's. Hopefully it will never get to that point. But we have our own experience of our exile. You see, Daniel was pressured to sort of cave in to the culture of his exile, the culture of Babylon. And we have pressures for us to cave in to the pressures of the sinful world around us. Pressures that say, well, of course you're going to do this thing. It's just natural. Everybody does this. Everybody watches this. Everybody believes this. Everybody talks this way. Everybody spends their money this way. Everybody does these things. And we have those pressures that are around us in our own specific ways, in our own specific experience of exile. Your Babylon doesn't look like Daniel's Babylon, but it does look like your Babylon. And there's things that if we got talking about this, we could probably agree on. Things that we would say, well, you know, these aspects of the culture around us, well, these aspects, these things, these are places in which we can see that there's something at cross purposes between the culture that's around us and the culture of our heavenly citizenship. You know, maybe that's a desire to get even rather than to forgive. Maybe that's a desire to call something that is doing harm to other people as being good and necessary. Maybe that's something else. Maybe that's just sort of this difficulty that we have in even considering that there is a God and that there are supernatural things that we can't explain using empirical data that's in front of us. We could talk about what those things are, but if you really think about them, you can start to identify what they are in your world. And that's your Babylon. That's where you're exiled. It's where I'm exiled. It's where all of us are exiled together as we wait for a day. That day is something that is predominant throughout Advent. That day that people were looking forward to, that day that they knew would come, a day when they would be set free, a day when they would be allowed to return back to the holy city of Jerusalem, the day in which they would rebuild the temple, the day in which they would sacrifice again on the temple grounds, a day when they would be able to look at themselves again and say that we are the people of God living in the place where he gave us to live. But that hadn't happened yet. It was still a day that they were looking forward to. It was a promise. A promise that they believed. A promise that they knew would come. But a promise that hadn't been realized yet. In the meantime, God was giving them the things that they needed. God was giving them the ability to read the scriptures still. God was giving them the ability to pray to him still. God was giving them all of the things that they needed in order to live out their lives in exile, but they were still manifestly lives of exile. And so when the psalmist writes in Psalm 122, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. What that psalmist is doing is he's actually relishing the idea of what it was like for those exiles when they came back to hear those words. Hey, let's go to church. Let's go to the temple together. Let's do this. this thing that seemed as so weird in our place of exile, but feels so natural when we're here together. If we think about that, what are those things that, you know, could maybe feel weird here, but feel natural in heaven? What might feel like it's cross-cultural or counter-cultural here, but would feel like it was normal in the kingdom of God? It's those things that we're brought to meditate upon in this Advent. As we try to figure out how we exist together as exiles. How we exist together as people who have a citizenship that is in the kingdom of God. And while we wait for him to arrive. But he promises he will. And because of that, our gospel reading is a gospel reading that is it has everything to do with that promise. That's why the people are shouting and rejoicing. That's why they're taking off their clothes and laying them before Jesus as he's coming in riding on a donkey. That's why they're shouting, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," because they realize that Jesus is bringing something to them, something that means a greater release from exile, something that means that God is going to be with them, something that means that now everything is going to be okay. And that's still a promise for us. A promise that we look forward to. As we look forward to Christ coming again in the resurrection and setting everything right. A promise that is like that promise of when he came as a baby into our world to bring us forgiveness and the righting of our world. So as we continue in this Advent, there's going to be a feeling of hollowness because it hasn't arrived yet. A feeling of disjointedness because we live in a sinful world. It's going to be all sorts of those sort of empty feelings. But there is a promise. A promise of waking up. A promise of waking up one day and not being in exile. A promise of waking up one day and seeing Jesus face to face and being gathered together at his throne in complete blessedness and complete joy. As we walk through this Advent together, we walk as exiles. We walk as exiles with a promise. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through his church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.